Here is the translation of the text into English. G20 leaders meet in South Africa seeking agreement despite US boycott. COP30 climate summit deadlocked as EU rejects draft deal. Oil prices settle down at lowest in a month as US seeks Russia-Ukraine peace deal. Trump signs proclamation to ease regulations on some coke oven processing plants. Florida Republicans oppose Trump offshore oil leasing plan. G20 envoys agree draft declaration despite US boycott, sources say. G20 draft declaration defies US with climate change references. Source says analysis. China's largest US soybean buy in 2 years buoys prices, triggers sales by struggling farmers. Brazil fears losing US market share in instant coffee after Trump maintains tariffs. Gold prices stabilize after Fed's Williams signals a December rate cut. Judge in Google ad tech case seeks quick fix for web giants' monopolies. US malls letting Nvidia sell H200 chips to China. Sources say fitness guru Susan Powder returns with documentary detailing her resilience. US CFPB settles with Moneylion as enforcement activity winds down. Bill Ackman eyes IPO of hedge fund Pershing in early 2026, FT reports. Trump, Mamdani say utility Con Edison to cut rates, Lilly becomes first drug maker to hit $1 trillion valuation on weight loss demand. Fitch revises Hasbro's outlook to positive on improved earnings. Moody's changes Chevron Phillips chemical outlook to negative. DuPont outlook changed to stable by Moody's as debt leverage improves. Moody's affirms UK's A3 rating ahead of budget. Trump tariff relief leaves 22% of Brazil's shipments still hit US wholesale inventories revised higher in August. Michigan consumer sentiment to Jez. Up, slightly surpasses forecasts. Manufacturing PMI dips slightly, remains in expansion territory. Canada September retail sales down 0.7%, seen unchanged in October. Fed's Jefferson, AI-related stock gains unlikely to be dot-com boom replay. UK retail sales and consumer morale slide ahead of budget. UK businesses put plans on hold before Reeves budget, PMI shows. Judges block Trump from cutting hundreds of millions in grants to cities. Counties, Trump lavishes praise on New York's mayor-elect, Mamdani at warm White House meeting. US stocks jump on Fed rate cut bets but lose ground on the week. BOJ close to raising rates, board member Masu says. Nikkei, Fed's Williams revives rate cut hopes, but would a split Fed actually cut? Brazil SenBank to offer $2 billion in dollar auctions with repurchase deal on Monday. Moody's grants Italy its first rating upgrade in 23 years. Moody's upgrades Italy's credit rating to Ba2, outlook stable. Bubble trouble. AI rally shows cracks as investors question risks. U.S. Consumer Bureau shifts to limited oversight instead of dismantling agency. Certora launches the first safe AI coding platform for smart contracts. Bybit advances regulatory dialogue at Argentina's Regulation Day, 2025, spotlighting crypto's role in financial inclusion. Bitcoin price today nosedives to 83K as mixed U.S. jobs data dents Fed cut hopes MF. International raises $500 million for digital asset treasury strategy. KuCoin spotlight on BitDealer, tokenizing gaming on Solana with discounts and guaranteed allocations. PrimeXBT expands its crypto network with Solana integration. Ethereum falls 11% in sell-off. XRP falls 10% in sell-off. Kathy Wood's ARK sells GitLab stock, continues bullish buying spree. South Star Battery Metals completes final tranche of private placement. BR Partners Q3 2025 slides. Revenue declines offset by 13.9% dividend yield. Luxfolio announces private placement to raise up to $1 million. Lee Enterprises CFO to step down for pastoral role in early 2026. Neocorp adopts limited duration shareholder rights plan. Allied Gaming provides update on litigation against Knighted. Tomagold closes first tranche of private placement for $1.1 million. Aventis Energy closes second tranche of flow-through share offering.